Hey guys, Teacher Taylor here with another episode of Walk and Talk Essentials English. I'm so excited to be talking to you again. So today, let's talk about family. You know, mom, dad, brother, sister, son, daughter. We're gonna practice using the words that and those, as well as words like my, his, her, mine, and yours, okay? All right. As always, we're gonna listen to two native speakers first. Then we'll talk about their conversation. Make sure you talk with me. When it's your turn to speak, you'll hear this sound. And of course, you can read today's dialogue on the Fluency TV English portal, okay? Now let's begin.
Do you want to see pictures of my family?
Yeah, of course. Who's the baby?
That's my daughter. Her name is Erica.
She's cute. Who are the other people in that picture?
Those are my parents.
And who's that?
That's my husband, Robert, and that's his brother, Jeff.
Okay, and who are they?
That's my sister, Jessica, and her son, Tommy.
Those are nice pictures. Do you want to see mine?
Sure, show me yours.
These two women are called Samantha and Becky. What are they doing? They are looking at pictures of Samantha's family, right? Yes. Okay, let's listen again.
Do you want to see pictures of my family?
Yeah, of course. Who's the baby?
That's my daughter. Her name is Erica.
She's cute. Who are the other people in that picture?
Those are my parents.
And who's that?
That's my husband, Robert, and that's his brother, Jeff.
Okay, and who are they?
That's my sister, Jessica, and her son, Tommy.
Those are nice pictures. Do you want to see mine?
Sure, show me yours.
Okay, so Samantha asked Becky, "Do you want to see pictures of my family?" She wants to show Becky the pictures of her daughter, mom and dad, husband, son, sister, and nephew. Phew, what a big family. Let's repeat her question. Do you want to see pictures of my family? Again, do you want to see pictures of my family? She uses this word, my family. This means the family belongs to her. Say it with me, my family. So when you want to talk about your own family, you say, my family. Exactly. To remember the word, my, put your hand on your chest and say, my. Very good. Becky says, yeah, of course. Who's the baby? Is Becky happy or sad to see Samantha's family? Yes, she's happy. She says, yeah, of course. Say it with me. Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. Then Becky asks, who's the baby? Who does she see in the picture? A baby, right? And she wants to know who the baby is. Who's the baby? Repeat. Who's the baby? Very good. Is the baby Samantha's son or daughter? Yes, it's her daughter. When I want to put together who and his, I say whose. Repeat, whose. Now say the baby. All together, who's the baby? Great! Do you remember who the baby is? Yes, it's Samantha's daughter. Samantha points to the baby in the picture and says that. Now you point your finger and repeat that. That. When you say the TH in that, stick your tongue out and use your voice. Th, th, th. Say it again. Th, that. Good. Then she puts her hand on her chest and says, my. Put your hand on your chest and repeat, my. Now say, that's my daughter. That's my daughter. Very good. What is the daughter's name? Her name is Erica, right? Repeat, her. Take your right hand out and repeat, her. Good. What is her name? Yes, her name is Erica. Repeat, her name is Erica. Good. Becky says, she's cute. Who are the other people in that picture? The baby is cute, right? All babies are cute, especially their chubby cheeks and their little hands and feet. Repeat, she's cute. Then Becky asks about the other family members. She uses the same word she used before. Who? Repeat. Who? Now say, who are the other people Now point your finger and say, in that picture. In that picture. Again, who are the other people in that picture? Awesome. Now, who are the people? Do you remember? Yeah, they're Samantha's parents. Samantha is pointing at the picture, and what word is she using? Not that. Those. Repeat. Those. Again, say the TH with your tongue sticking out and use your voice. Th, th. Those. Good. Samantha has two parents, right? A mom and a dad. So she says those. Say that if there's one person, and those if there are many people. Repeat, those. Good. Then Samantha puts her hand on her chest again and says, My, very good. Now, all together. Those are my parents. Those are my parents. Yes, good job. Becky asked another question. And who's that? She's asking about one other person. So she uses... Yes, who? Repeat, who? Then she points her finger and says... Yes, that. Repeat, that. Let's say her question. And who's that? And who's that? Okay, good. What does Samantha say? She says, that's my husband Robert, and that's his brother Jeff. So first, she points with her finger and says, yes, that. Then she puts her hand on her chest and says, my, very good. Now repeat, that's my husband. That's my husband. What's Samantha's husband's name? Robert. Repeat, that's my husband, Robert. Robert has a brother, right? Jeff. Now put your left hand out and say his. Robert is a man, so we say his. Repeat, his. Robert's brother is his brother. Repeat, his. Brother. Good. Now let's say the whole sentence. That's my husband, Robert. And that's his brother, Jeff. One more time. That's my husband, Robert. And that's his brother, Jeff. Nice. Okay, now Becky wants to know about other people again. So she asks a question. What word does she use to ask about people? Yes, she uses who. Repeat, who are they? She says they because there are more than one person, right? Repeat, who are they? Repeat again. Okay, and who are they? Good. Samantha responds. She says, that's my sister Jessica and her son Tommy. First, she points her finger at her sister Jessica and says, that. Repeat, that. Good. Now she puts her hand on her chest and says, my sister. Repeat, my sister. Again, my sister. Now all together, that's my sister Jessica. That's my sister Jessica. Who else is in the picture? Jessica's son Tommy. Jessica is a woman, so we put out our right hand and say, her. Repeat, her. Her. Now say, and her son. And her son, Tommy. Nice, all together. That's my sister Jessica. And her son, Tommy. That's my sister Jessica. And her son, Tommy. Okay, good job. Now Becky compliments Samantha and says, those are nice pictures. She points to all the pictures and says, those. Repeat, those. Why does she say those and not that? Because there are many pictures, not just one. Repeat with me. Those are. Nice pictures. Does Becky like Samantha's pictures? Yes or no? Yes, she does. She says they're nice pictures. Repeat, nice pictures. Good. Now all together. Those are nice pictures. Those are nice pictures. Awesome. Then she asks a question. This time, she does not use who because she already asked about Samantha's family. Now she wants to show Samantha her own family. She asks, do you want to see mine? Repeat. Do you want? To see mine? When Becky says mine, she puts her hand on her chest. So you put your hand on your chest and say mine. Good. What is the difference between my and mine? Well, you can use my before the word family or anything you own. For example, repeat after me. My family. That is my family. My dog. That is my dog. My house. That is my house. Good. But you can say mine without saying the person or the thing after. For example, instead of saying, that is my family, you can say, that family is mine. Repeat, that family is mine. That family is mine. Nice pronunciation. So let's repeat what Becky asked. Do you want? To see mine? In this case, she wants to show what? Yes, pictures of her family. Now we're almost done. Samantha says, sure, show me yours. Does Samantha want to see Becky's pictures? Yes, she does. She says, sure. Repeat, sure. Then she points with both hands in front of her and says, show me yours. Instead of saying, show me your family, she just says, show me yours. Because yours already means your family. So let's repeat and point our fingers. Show me yours. Show me yours. All right. We made it to the end. I feel great. How do you feel? Okay, time to relax and cool down. I'll read the dialogue for you. Do you want to see the pictures of my family? Yeah, of course. Who's the baby? That's my daughter. Her name is Erica. She's cute. Who are the other people in that picture? Those are my parents. And who's that? That's my husband, Robert. And that's his brother, Jeff. Okay, and who are they? That's my sister, Jessica. And her son, Tommy. Those are nice pictures. Do you want to see mine? Sure, show me yours. Now let's listen to Samantha and Becky.
Do you want to see pictures of my family?
Yeah, of course. Who's the baby?
That's my daughter. Her name is Erica.
She's cute. Who are the other people in that picture?
Those are my parents.
And who's that?
That's my husband, Robert, and that's his brother, Jeff.
Okay, and who are they?
That's my sister, Jessica, and her son, Tommy.
Those are nice pictures. Do you want to see mine?
Sure, show me yours.
Were you able to understand better now? If you did, that's amazing. Even if you need to listen to this episode again, that's awesome too. Listen to the material as many times as you want. While you do, remember to use your hands to practice my, his, her, that, those, yours, and mine. It's really fun to use your body to learn. We also learned about using who to ask about people and their names, right? So be sure to practice making your own questions with that word. Remember, you can read the dialogue with me on our Fluency TV portal. The Fluency TV portal is also great for finding other content, videos, and many more things to enhance your learning. The link is in the description of this episode. That's it for today. And I'll see you on our next episode of Walk and Talk Essentials. Bye!